The dwarf went to one knee before the king. "Your grace." "You," Joffrey said. "Me," the imp agreed, "although a more courteous greeting might be in order for an uncle and an elder." "They said you were dead," the hound said. The little man gave the big one a look. One of his eyes was green, one was black, and both were cool. "I was speaking to the king, not to his cur."
"I'm glad you're not dead," said Princess Myrcella.
"We share that view, sweet child," Tyrion turned to Sansa. "My lady, I am sorry for your losses. Truly, the gods are cruel."
Sansa could not think of a word to say to him. How could he be sorry for her losses? Was he mocking her? It wasn't the gods who'd been cruel. It was Joffrey.
"I am sorry for your loss as well, Joffrey," the dwarf said.
"What loss?"
"Your royal father. A large, fierce man with a black beard. You'll recall him if you try. He was king before you."
"Oh, him. Yes, it was very sad. A boar killed him."
"Is that what they say, your grace?"
Joffrey frowned. Sansa felt she ought to say something.